The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I want to thank Stephen, a listener of the show. Brought us some golf balls. He didn't need to do that, Stephen, but thank you. But he also brought us T-shirts that say the, what's the town again?
Esterville.
Esterville Midgets. I like the shirt. I'll probably wear it, but am I lucky? I'll probably run into a troop of little people at a grocery store or something like that and then get hounded. Like, why you got a midget T-shirt on? Because it's really not PC.
And you can't say that
it's a high school.
You're supporting the midgets.
Yeah.
I'm a big midget fan.
You'll end up with a bunch of bruises on your thighs.
It's my favorite high school team in Iowa. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Supporting the midget last night. Yeah. Okay. Great.
It's my alma mater.
Yeah.
I could take the too many hours in a day that I have, Craig, and start pursuing the politically incorrect game of the week.
That would, I think that would be tough.
But when you Google.
We think it's midgets and Indians.
The politically incorrect nicknames. Most of them have gone by the wayside.
Right, they have.
You're just getting a history of teams that used to have politically incorrect nicknames and no longer have.
Well, the Savages in Missouri. Just look, see who they're playing every week. They got to be playing some other politically incorrect team. Because it is
Missouri.
Yeah,
I doubt they're the only one.
Yeah. Didn't you mention the Cotton Pickers?
Yep.
Yes.
Earlier?
But that was actually, they voted to keep that name because Hispanic community, and that's what they all do for a living, right?
Just saying the word. It's a Hispanic job.
But just saying the word cotton pickers would be politically incorrect.
Yeah, that is Robstown, Texas.
Right.
And they still have. They're still the cotton pickers.
They are still the cotton pickers.
There's got to be some high schools still use the word Redskins, too, right?
Well, I don't know.
I think there were some high schools that had Redskins. They might be changed. A lot of them changed.
Yeah, and the lists that come up with, they're just kind of weird names. Like, this is Butte, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the Butte Pirates.
Butt Pirates.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They actually called the Butte. I bet you they didn't think Butt Pirates would name that team.
Nope. But that's awesome.
That is not. Yeah.
Want that shirt.
I want a Butt Pirate T-shirt.
Yeah, here's one where they.
I bet away games are fun for them.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't mention that this has gone by the wayside.
Yeah, you bunch of Butt Pirates.
Hereford, Texas is the White Faces.
Whoa.
Man.
Well, does that refer to a cow?
It's a breed of cattle, yeah.
But still, even but still, if it's not, then it, but it sounds
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
Aren't the Herefords the black and white ones anyway?
Yeah, I think so.
But do some of those cows have blackface? Bush?
Thank you.
Oh, you never see their, you never see your face because you're behind. How about butts? They have black. You never actually see the cow's face. I know that, Bush.
Hoopiston, Illinois, corn jerkers.
Well, that
something
makes
like
sense.
That.
We know a bunch of corn jerkers.
From way back.
Yeah.
The Frisco, Texas. Well, they've changed this. The Fighting Coons.
Oh. Yeah, they should change that.
Now they're just raccoons. Just the raccoons. They're not fighting.
But they were the Fighting Raccoons?
They were the Fighting Coons until 2002.
No, you got to go full raccoon. You have to.
They have.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that one's brutal.
Freeburg, Illinois is the midget.
I don't get the midget name. I really don't. That's just weird.
Well, we explained it originally.
I know.
From the 20s.
I know.
Is it stuck?
Pekin, Illinois are now the Dragons.
What were they?
I'm not even going to say it.
You can't say it.
Yeah.
It's a... Give us a... slur for what the one might call Chinese.
Oh, they were called. Oh, I got it.
In the armor.
All right.
Whoa. Wow.
Was it a big railroad town? They come through town and build a railroad?
Doesn't say why.
Yeah, well, why would it be called
Pekin. Pekin. So, Peking.
Oh, I got
they
it.
Playing
they
off
went
that.
Full Chinese racism. Got it. All right.
Orofino, Idaho Maniacs.
When did they change that name?
And then you show just a nutty looking guy. Their
well,
mascot.
I like the Maniacs.
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Maniacs is a great name.
That doesn't really narrow it down
great
too
name
much.
Name for a team.
Oh, Orofino, Idaho is the home to a state mental hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
okay, that's less PC.
That is less PC. Yeah. Hope they kept the name,
I'm going to guess that's probably the town's biggest employer.
Yeah.
But still, though, the Maniacs.
I remember this. Until the 90s, Wahpeton, North Dakota, were the Wops.
Was it an Italian settlement?
No.
It just took a takeoff of the
right,
Wahpeton?
They were
okay.
Just playing off the name of the right, town, and right. They're now the Huskies.
Yeah.
Okay, so just got a tip. Apparently, we have some Redskins in the listening area.
Oh, yeah?
Really? Wichita North High School.
Oh, they still the Redskins?
The
really?
Redskins.
Man, forgot about that. I do remember that.
They could play the non-PC game of the week.
Our T95 crowd, let me know if they're thinking about changing that name now that the Washington Redskins bailed.
It's had to have come up.
It has to. Wichita's a pretty metropolitan area. You would think somebody's saying, we've probably get rid of the Redskins. They just went to the North Wichita Redskins? Is that what they're called, Puss? High school?
Yeah, Wichita North.
Wichita North Redskins? Wichita North Wops. Just change it to that.
Yeah. Did the Wops change their name? That is a completely different meaning in 2020.
Yes, it is.
Laurel Hill,
Bring
Florida
a bucket.
Is the Hobos.
I like the Hobos.
Yeah,
I understand.
Guy with a stick
I get,
in his bag.
I get that that's probably going to be changed eventually, too. But, Homeless. I can go with homeless.
See, and this is not politically incorrect. But it's just funny. The Arkansas School for the Deaf. Are the Leopards.
Oh, I've heard that. I love that. Did they change it when Def Leppard came about? They had to.
Oh.
They had to.
All these mentions, if they had... No, there's no mention of them changing their nickname. So that may still be the case.
But that's not where Def Leppard came their name. They didn't get their name from that. I know.
No,
that.
No. Yeah. And this is DEAF.
Either way, the Def Leppards is great.
And LEOPARD. The Def Leppards is funny.
It's great. They're rocking out to Armageddon it or something like that. Come on.
Armageddon?
Yeah.
They can never hear Def Leppard.
No. I like the what was that? The Butt Pirates. Yeah,
that's I think that's the first t-shirt I want of all these is
the Butt Pirates.
I want the Butt Pirates. Right. That's just funny. And you're right, road games are terrible for them.
Yeah.
Every game, you know, here we go.
The Lions write themselves. I mean, they really do.
Yeah.
Well, the opposing fans are just dressed as gay pirates.
Are you sure they're still, Wichita North is still the Redskins?
That's what it says here, and that's what the guy on the phone told me.
Yeah.
If
you look at the website, I'm sure. Yeah, I look at the website, I'm sure.
So their Wikipedia page still lists them as the Redskins.
Change it to the Diabetics.
Getting email confirmation. So the guy on the phone and the guy in the email.
All right.
You can't get a better source than
that.
Well,
they're probably hanging on to the name because Washington kept their name. Now they're thinking, we really got nothing to say now.
And the thing I'm reading, it says in the spring of 1996, Wichita Unified School District 259, Wichita, Kansas, formed a committee on desegregation. This committee made a unanimous recommendation to remove the Redskin mascot of 70 years used by one school in the district. But they may not have done it.
They might have got rid of the guy.
They may not have been followed through on.
But you said mascot. They might have got rid of the guy walking around like a Redskin.
Maybe.
But still kept the damn name, which is stupid because it's still called the Redskins.
Yeah, you're right. So I don't know exactly what's up with that.
How about the Butt Hobos? They should go with. They should change their name to them.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, at least the Wichita Eagle has come out and said, y'all need to change the name.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not the only ones.
And don't leave up the kids to vote because they're always, Nick's high school's still pissed off, I'm sure. Guys your age.
Well, that was they changed in 2000.
I know, it was 2000.
That was around, they probably had a committee in 96 that was like, hey, change this. Right. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking here at the logo for Wichita North High School, and it's still got the feather hang. It's very similar to the Redskins logo. Yeah.
Yeah, what is just a bunch of people that don't want to have to buy a new sweatshirt?
No, it's just, come on, we all know what it is. What next thing you know, like Wildcats are going to bitch. We got to change. It's those kind of people.
Yeah.
Because they're always right, out yeah. there. They're out there. They're always out there.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, I often wonder if they're going to ever eliminate the Viking thing, because they were kind of rapers and pillagers.
They were. But I don't think they will.
They were ever been as bad as Christopher Columbus.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, I think if there were Vikings that were still out actively raping and pillaging, that might make it bring it more to the forefront.
Yeah, I think Nick's got
so
that right.
So it's okay to honor the history of raping and pillage.
Well, they're not. Yeah.
But
well, they're not
since
gonna,
they're not currently raping yeah. and pillaging,
well,
they're
not, gonna, not front of mind.
Since it's a civilization that doesn't exist anymore, that's okay.
Well, they're also not going to get rid of the word Trojans or Spartans, and those soldiers didn't do all good things either. You know, so that stuff's going to hang.
Well, they mostly did each other,
right?
From what I read,
that's true.
Yeah.
The soldiers of Troy and soldiers of Sparta.
Right.
So according to the Wichita Eagle, when this comes up occasionally, school and district leaders just keep the name. They say they point to the rich tradition.
Oh, shut up.
And academics and sports.
Just change the name.
That includes Barry Sanders.
Oh, does it matter?
Which means that, you know, you can't change the name because Barry Sanders went there.
Well, that's their excuse?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then you're tarnishing the legacy of Barry Sanders.
You mean that great American Indian Barry Sanders?
Right.
Yeah.
But what about Barry Sanders? Fine, he's still playing here.
He won't know where he graduated.
But Barry Sanders went here. Okay. Yeah.
And apparently surveys, they say, show support for keeping it.
Oh, of course, surveys always do.
But whatever.
I knew a liberal Redskin fan that was pissed off. I mean, he's liberal in every aspect, and he's still mad about this. And a friend of mine from back east, I said, dude, you are right about everything you believe in, and you all of a sudden you can't buy into that? Well, what's the big deal? Well, and he's not conservative at all. He's really liberal. I'm thinking, you got to get over that.
Yeah, apparently it is a thing.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to have to root for the Washington Airplanes or whatever they're going to be. It's going to suck.
I think that's it. I think that's it.
The fuselages.
Yeah.
Scott writes, I laughed out loud when you mentioned the white faces. I was stuck on a job for 3 months in Hereford, Texas.
Hereford.
A little shocked driving into town seeing white faces on all the businesses. But I ended up buying a Hereford White Faces team shirt before leaving town.
Wow.
So it is a white cow? Is there at least a cow on it with a white face?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Hereford has a white face, or at least one breed of Hereford.
It's not just like a guy named Dan.
What if there's like a club, like a booster club, and out front it says white faces only? Think about it.
Oh, we're talking about cows.
Yeah. I'd wear the midget shirt before I wear the white face shirt anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're wearing the white faces, you might as well just throw on the hood, too.
Exactly. They might not get it outside of that.
Even if you do have the cow.
Outside of that county, they might not get it. Right.
It still says white faces.
Right.
Their hooded sweatshirts have hoods that come to a point with two eye holes cut out.
No, it's a cow, really. It's a cow.
It's got a tail, too.
Yeah.
Kind of a niche market, but we seem to sell a lot of them.
Yeah.
Hey, it's tradition.
Yeah. Because Barry Sanders.
What about Barry Sanders?
What about Barry Sanders?
Yeah, I've heard sometimes you graduate from high school and the whole high school just goes away.
Yeah, that's yours did.
Yeah. They didn't even change the nickname. They just the whole high school's gone.
Just gone.
It's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
But I still know where I graduated.
Yes, you did. Yeah. What about Big Puss? They didn't say that.
No, they didn't. I don't think they're proud of me as an alumni.
So what happens when you have to say I graduated high school and someone says prove it?
No one asks that.
I guess that's true.
We checked that resume before we hired him.
Yeah.
I got my college diploma hanging on the wall at home. I don't know why, but
you think they would have kept the school going?
And by the way, they were the Indians at one point too.
You were an NFL Hall of Famer,
wasn't UNO the Indians? Omaha University, were they the Indians?
I don't know.
Check it out. Pretty sure they were before our time.
Oh, you may be correct.
Yeah.
Now they're Mavericks.
Was on this date in 1920, the American Professional Football Association.
Nobody's watching NFL anymore.
The precursor to the National Football League was formed.
Unless some of my favorite college players are playing in the NFL, then I'll watch. Other than that,
yeah,
I'm not watching.
I freaked out some people in that Penn State site because they're all rooting. Everybody's just cheering on. Hey, I hope Barkley kicks the Steelers' ass. And I get on there and said, screw Saquon Barkley. And by the way, I love Saquon Barkley, but of course, I'm a Steeler fan.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody goes, what are you talking about? I said, I'm a Steeler fan, so I want him to suck tonight. You know?
You think there's probably a lot of Penn State fans that root for the Steelers.
There's Eagle fans, and there's a bunch of fans there, too. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
So you were right.
Yeah,
from 1939 to 1971.
71.
The University of Omaha,
right,
was the Indians.
The Indians.
So in 71, they had a vote to change it.
Yeah.
And there were five options.
Great.
Indians was still in there.
They gave a vote to change it, but they kept the original name?
Well, and to their credit, it got zero votes.
Okay, good.
It got zero votes. In fourth place was the Demons.
All right.
The Roadrunners. And then one and two were very close. Mavericks obviously won.
Right.
But 51 votes, so 566 to 515. Number two was the Unicorns.
The Unicorns, really?
It would have
people
been the,
messing around.
The UNO Unicorns.
That's why. UNO, yeah, I get it.
But still,
yeah,
that does not strike fear into the heart of your opponent.
No, that's like my pony thing. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a unicorn. Yeah.
Check out my rainbow tail. Right. You could major in...
Oh, damn.
All right, did that stick to the tail?
I stepped on it.
I think I stepped on his tail, too. God. Check out, you said that way, too. It's great.
But seriously, it was that close between Mavericks and Unicorns. Yeah. But good for them that Indians didn't get any votes.
No, I know.
It's surprising it didn't.
Yeah, in 71.
Well, obviously they changed the name because that was inappropriate then, obviously, in 71.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.